Welcome to Rise and Rank with Rank Pass Podcast, Google Business Profile Edition. The only podcast giving you step-by-step guidance to make your business stand out and shine on Google.
We're your overly enthusiastic and highly caffeinated hosts, Kai and Eileen, here to help you turn your Google Business Profile into a lead-generating machine.
Join us every Tuesday for the hottest local SEO tips and tricks to boost your visibility on Google and outshine your competition.
More clicks, more calls, and more customers. And we try to keep it fun.
So let's rise through the ranks together, one Google Business Profile tip at a time. Okay, tell me if this sounds familiar. You search best tacos near me and boom, Google hits you with three choices right at the top like a taco showdown. But if your business isn't one of those three, you're basically invisible, something like trying to find a single sock in a laundry basket. Good luck with that.
Ha, huh, it's true. You could have the best tacos in town, but if your Google Business Profile is collecting digital dust, no one's showing up.
Right? That's why today we're going to be talking about a 100-foot overview of your Google Business Profile, or GBP for the cool kids, and how to turn it into your 24/7 digital salesperson. I'm your host, Kai, and my co-host here is the lovely Eileen.
Hey there, peeps. I'm Eileen. This is the first introductory episode for our Rise and Rank with Rank Past podcast, and this is the Google Business Profile edition. Is everyone ready to learn how to make your Google Business Profile shine and bring customers through your doors?
Yes? Okay, let's do this. Picture this. Your business is like a Broadway show.
Ooh, like the big lights of the theater sign?
Exactly. Your GBP is the big glowy marquee out front. If it's flickering, missing letters, or, well, not even there, people are walking past to the next act, aka your competition.
That marquee better be blinding in the best way. Because now, businesses aren't just fighting for foot traffic, they're fighting for search traffic.
Absolutely. A well-crafted GBP places you right in the spotlight of search results, just like having a front row seat with a spotlight shining directly on your business.
Oh, love that. And here's a stat that'll knock your socks off. 46% of all Google searches have local intent, like almost half.
That means nearly half of Google users are basically shouting, "Who's near me with what I need right now?"
Uh-huh. And if your GBP is like, meh, it's like you're buried on a deserted island while your competitors are waving a neon open sign from a helicopter.
Okay, let's talk about what a good GBP actually does for you.
You show up in the local pack. That's those top three businesses Google flashes at the top when you search for anything local like best chiropractor near me. We call it the snack pack because, well, it's delicious and bite-sizey and only shows you the cream of the crop of local businesses.
You show up on Google Maps, like a GPS butler guiding customers to your door. And you rank better in organic search, like climbing Mount Google, one optimization at a time.
Story time. Sarah wants pizza. She types best pizza near me. Now Google's scanning who's got great reviews, who's open, who's got drool-worthy photos of cheesy goodness.
Pizza. If your pizzeria's GBP is missing hours, has one blurry photo from 2012 and a sad 3-star average?
Sarah's going with your saucy competitor.
Don't be sad, pizza. Be lively, mouth-watering, 5-star-worthy, happy pizza.
Right. Your GBP is basically your digital storefront. You wouldn't leave your brick-and-mortar shop with a busted sign and dusty shelves, right?
Ooh, no way. So don't let your online presence be the virtual version of that.
Fill in everything. Address, hours, categories, phone number, website, all of it.
And let's talk about why this matters. Because get this, 76% of people who search for something nearby visit a business within a day. That's huge.
Whoa, so you're telling me if I search for best donuts near me, there's a 76% chance I'm about to eat a donut within 24 hours?
Yes.
So how do you actually optimize your GBP? Step one, make sure all your info is accurate. Name, address, phone number, aka your NAP. Because if Google gets confused about where you are, guess what? Customers will too.
And nobody likes a confusing NAP.
You get it. Next, pick the right business categories. Don't just choose something vague like store. Be specific. If you're a sushi restaurant, pick sushi restaurant, not just restaurant. If you're a dog groomer, pick dog groomer, not pet store. Unless you are a pet store, and then you'd add dog groomer as a secondary category. Don't make Google guess. You can pick additional subcategories for any other services you offer. You'll want to keep that to about 5 to 7 additional subcategories, but make sure they are all relevant. Not sure which categories to pick? Look at your top-ranking competitors.
Yes, great tip. And here's another one. For the love of conversions, upload high-quality photos. Businesses with photos get 42% more direction requests and 35% more website clicks. That's not peanuts.
Exactly. You wouldn't trust a dating profile with no photos, right?
No, sir. Immediate red flag for me.
Same logic applies to your business. If your Google profile is an empty shell, people are swiping left on you. Real quick, Jake is on the hunt for caffeine at 7 a.m. He Googles coffee near me.
Enter Joe's Java Hut. No hours, last review from 2019, and a blurry photo that might be coffee or a puddle.
Versus Brew and Bean Cafe. Updated hours, 4.8 stars, crisp photos with foam art. So pretty it belongs in a gallery.
Guess where Jake's going? Not Joe's. Sorry, Joe.
So once your profile is pretty, now comes the trust game. Reviews.
Reviews are like digital gossip, and Google's a very nosy neighbor. More good reviews, higher trust, better rankings.
Ask for them, nicely. Don't say, hey, write me a review or else. Keep it classy with something like, we're thrilled to have you as a customer and would love to hear about your experience with us. If you have a moment, we would really appreciate it if you could share your thoughts in a review. Your feedback not only helps us, but it also helps other customers make informed decisions. Thank you so much for your support.
Nice. And respond to every review, even the bad ones. Well, especially the bad ones. That's your moment to shine.
For example, if a review says your food was cold, don't ghost that. Say, oh no, we're so sorry, next meal is on us. Boom, humanized.
Bonus, that reviewer might even update their review. And other people see you care, so trust starts developing quicker than a toddler can find trouble.
Think of a fully optimized GBP as your employee who never stops working.
It answers questions, posts updates, shows off your best stuff, and yeah, all without taking a vacation.
Hot tip, use the Quanda section to answer FAQs before they're even asked. Collect a handful of the most popular questions about your company, and then ask and answer the questions yourself on your GBP.
Genius! Post updates like, new fall menu is here, or 50% off this weekend. In addition to promotions, post about your services and products, repost reviews, post behind-the-scenes content, as well as any news or announcements, and tips and advice about how best to use your products or services. And remember to link your post back to your website when mentioning products or services. These posts are similar to regular social media posts, but with more SEO juice.
And list your services and attributes. Free Wi-Fi and parking, pet-friendly, patio. Those little things set your business apart and help people choose you over your competitors.
Okay, imagine two gyms. One posts weekly deals, the other hasn't updated since 2021. Which one feels alive?
One's flexin', the other's ghostin'.
Exactly. All right, we're coming to a close, so let's hit those key takeaways.
First, an optimized GBP equals better local visibility.
Since 46% of Google searches are local, you need to show up where it counts.
Second, complete your profile. Every field. No slacking.
Third, get those reviews. Respond with heart. You can use AI to craft the original reply, but give it your caring, human touch afterwards.
Fourth, keep your profile active. Post, update, engage. Make Google fall in love with you.
And remember, your GBP is like your MVP. It's working all the time. No sick days, no attitude.
A bad GBP is a silent billboard in the desert. A great one? It's Times Square, baby.
So go shine brighter than a Vegas casino sign.
Right? And if you're loving this info, don't ghost us. Help us out by leaving a review. Just Google RankPass Digital. And don't forget to check out rankpass.com for more local marketing magic. This is Kai signing off.
Don't forget to tune in next time when we tackle the description section of your Google business profile in the next episode. Lots of tips and tricks to be had.
As we leave you for a pause, what say you leave us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast, or you can just Google RankPass Digital and leave us a review that way if you learned something.
And hey, if you're eager to learn more, head over to rankpass.com/GBP for transcripts and checklists.
Stay shiny, people, and keep ranking.
Thanks for tuning in to Rise and Rank with RankPass Podcast.
Want more tips and tools to increase your clicks and customers? Head to rankpass.com/GBP for full episode details and free resources.
And hey, Don't forget to leave us a review. And tune in every Tuesday for more ways to make your Google business profile shine and climb the ranks.